Good morning and welcome to our thought for the day. As we continue our series in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, in the opening verses of the great Sermon on the Mount by the Lord Jesus, we're reading today from verse 10 through to verse 12 of Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Let's come to God in prayer. Let us pray. Mighty God, our loving Heavenly Father, we ask that as we consider and reflect for a few moments on these verses today, that you might speak to us, your Holy Spirit, taking your word and applying it to the lives that we live. We ask that we may hear the very voice of God speaking. We ask that we may be obedient to it. In Jesus' name, Amen. We can get persecuted for all sorts of different reasons. Today in our society, we're very conscious of racial persecution. Different folk belonging to different races, different nations, having a different skin colour. Also very mindful of sexual persecution because of sexual behaviour, or perhaps because a man or a woman is in a particular job previously considered the domain of another sex, that can cause persecution as well. And then there are other types of persecution. There's, of course, religious persecution. Perhaps we don't hold to the religion of the majority of folk around us, whether that's Hinduism or Islam or Christianity. Or perhaps, as in Northern Ireland and elsewhere, for example, the divide is within Christianity between Catholic and Protestant. Or maybe it's simply minority persecution, where an individual or a small group for some reason stands out as being different to those around them. Maybe because we live in a different part of town from those that we go to school with or work with. Perhaps because we dress in a different way. Perhaps because we speak in a different way. Perhaps because we have some form of disability. Perhaps because of our family circumstances. Persecution, sometimes within our schools, certainly within our towns and cities, and even sadly sometimes within our homes, can be all too real. The Bible condemns all persecution very clearly. But Jesus does not say that all those who are the object of persecution are inevitably blessed as a result of that experience. You'll notice in what is the final eighth beatitude that Jesus says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness." In the subsequent verse, he goes on to speak of persecution because of him. In other words, the Bible is identifying particularly those who are blessed because they're confronted with the reality of making a stand, as it were, and belonging to the Lord Jesus. Blessing comes, says Christ in this last beatitude, because we belong to him. Not simply because we belong to him, but because the outworking of that belonging is seen in the way that we live, the way we speak, the very people that we are, the things we do, and also the things that we don't do. I think we need to notice that this last beatitude is not somehow optional. None of the beatitudes are optional. We've thought about meekness and mercy and hungering and thirsting after righteousness, and all those things should be true for every Christian. So this final beatitude should also be true for every Christian. It's not simply referring to persecution in other parts of the world, and we can immediately think of certain countries that come to mind where to be a Christian is to face hardship, imprisonment, and maybe even death, simply because we speak of Christ or we own a Bible. This beatitude assumes that for every true Christian, there will come a measure of persecution. And that implies, therefore, that we must have a distinctive witness, that people will know that we belong to Christ, not simply perhaps because we're known as a Bible basher or a holy Joe, but because we seek to radiate something of the love and the grace of the Lord Jesus. In effect, this eighth beatitude is reminding us of the reality of spiritual warfare. What do we mean by that phrase, spiritual warfare? Well, we recognize that when we become a follower of the Lord Jesus, that immediately places us in one particular camp. We belong to Christ, and we're therefore the object of attack by Satan in the form of temptation, in the form of persecution, in all sorts of different ways. Being persecuted because we follow the Saviour is one of the ways in which we recognise the reality of spiritual warfare. Persecuted not because we set out to be difficult, but because simply our lives are different. We have different priorities, a different agenda, different aims and goals to please God, to seek to love our neighbour, to be those who are ambassadors for Christ, and those who may be channels of blessing to those around them. Interestingly, this last beatitude has the same blessing as the first beatitude. Jesus says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The same blessing as those who are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The Lord Jesus wants to emphasize to his disciples 2,000 years ago when these words were spoken, and today in 2021. To follow Christ, to know and love Christ, to be a servant of Christ, is to be one who is assured of that eternal home in heaven, one day when we will see Jesus face to face and be with him forevermore. Maybe you're going through a difficult time at school or at home or in the workplace or with those who live around you who would persecute you in different ways simply because you're seeking to be a distinctive disciple. Be encouraged, Jesus says. You're following in the pattern of the Old Testament prophets who also experienced persecution as they sought to proclaim the word of God. In obeying God, there may well come persecution in all sorts of different forms, but we are to consider it a privilege, as Peter and John did many centuries ago, to bear the name of Christ, to suffer for the cause of Christ, knowing that one day we will hear from Jesus himself those familiar words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." May the Lord bless you today.